Behold the man. So said Pilate to the crowd. Before he said this, he said, what is truth? I've always told you, brothers and sisters, when you read the scriptures, you must answer the questions that are asked. You must respond to the commands that are given. Pilate gives a command. Behold the man. Let us obey him and behold him. He asks a question, what is truth? We must answer this question. Truth is Jesus Christ. He said he is truth. Now, we behold him in the tomb. The creator of life has been killed. The Lord of the universe dies the death of a slave. But that's not true. He appears that he dies as a slave, but he still is Lord. Have you ever gone to a graveyard, whether it's with a loved one in it, or just some graveyard from some forgotten place overgrown with weeds, so that you can barely read the names? Sometimes the names have dates on them that are from 200 years ago. There's one even in McKinney. You can find ones where the date of birth is some, and the date of death are within a few days of each other, many babies. And you can find where the dates are 150, 200, 300 years ago. Now, and when you're in this graveyard, there's no tumult, there's no jealousy. All those people are dead. All the things they were concerned about in life, they're over. There's nothing anymore to concern them. It's like we're before the tomb of the Lord. You're before his tomb, and the tomb is not speaking, and yet you should be able to hear it. Because what the tomb is saying without words is that there are important things in life, and there are a lot of unimportant things in life. Our Lord came so that we might have life. And because of our condition meant that we would die unless we had a Savior. Someone who would take on our attributes and make them better so that we could live. And that's what the Lord did. And so he is in the tomb now, and of course it appears right now that he is defeated. But we know the rest of the story, that in fact he is victorious. But the tomb is quiet. We should be like a tomb. We should be quiet. And we should bear the Lord within ourselves. The Lord is alive now. Even if we go back to that day that he was in the tomb, he was not dead. His human flesh no longer had life in it, but he was not dead. And only a few moments later, he would make his human flesh alive again, never to die ever again, so that our human flesh can become alive, never to die. But the tomb doesn't say any of this. It has to be felt by the heart. When you're in a graveyard, it's very quiet. So it is on Holy Saturday, very quiet, because the Lord, who created all things, is sleeping. Soon to get up, but right now asleep. But we know that when he rises from his sleep, he will give us life. But as I always feel constrained to say, whenever before the tomb, we must behold the man in the proper way to have this life. Because it is a manifest fact that most of the world does not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's also a manifest fact to those who are careful to see that most of the world that says they believe in Jesus Christ does not live in the truth of Jesus Christ. So only a very few say they believe and live as they say. So we must behold him, meaning to know who he is and to follow him. to follow his example. Not necessarily his example of going to crucifixion, but certainly his example of taking up the cross. If we do not behold him, if we do not understand him, then his death and his resurrection is of no benefit to us at all. And that's tragic. The world, when he was crucified, most of it just went on. People were frightened when there was darkness over the land, but then it became light and they weren't as afraid anymore. And they were going to have a big feast the next day and probably a pretty good chance for drunkenness and everything else. So they were probably pretty not thinking about much anything except what was going to happen the next day. And they went on with their feast. And then the day after that, the Lord rose from the dead. And those who loved him knew of it. And those that did not knew nothing of the event whatsoever. Even though it was a cataclysmic event, it passed unnoticed to many people. Just as now, the Lord passes by unnoticed to most people, including those who say they know him. So, brothers and sisters, while we are before the tomb, let us behold him. Let us behold the sacrifice he gave for us. Let us behold what he has done for us. Let us behold his example for us. Let us desire, as we behold him, to be worthy of what he has done for us. Otherwise, his death and resurrection are of no benefit to us. And that is a terrible tragedy. Let it not be the tragedy in our life and the life of our loved ones. May God bless you and help you.